In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That is Andy Baskin.
I'm Jeff Phelps. Robert Mays was just with us on Siciliano at 11:20. We're going to hear from Kevin Stefanski, press conference at noon. We're expecting players to talk. Deshaun Watson's on the schedule. If Deshaun speaks, you'll hear it along with Kevin right here on 92.3 The Fan.
Can I tell you the press conference before we even get there? I can give you the insight if you want it.
Okay.
Ask me a question. I'll be Deshaun.
We're not going to play. Oh, you're going to be Deshaun.
I'll be Deshaun. Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were going Coach Kevigan.
Oh, no, you no, can be
you're
Coach Kevigan.
Kevigan.
I would never do that to you.
Nobody can be Kevigan but you. My buddy Dave would not appreciate it if anybody was Kevigan other than you.
Yeah, are you kidding? You're a legend as Kevigan in your own mind.
In your own mind.
Yeah.
All right, so...
In my own room.
That's true.
I'm not going to ask you a question about Deshaun.
Oh, you're not?
You want me to?
I pretend I'm Deshaun. I'll tell you what he should answer, how he will answer.
Hi, Deshaun. You still hurt from getting sacked 6 times?
Yeah. What's your name?
Steve.
Oh, Gib, it's nice to meet you. What do you got?
Steve, favorite name of all Guardians.
Okay,
Vote
Steve.
Vote Quan.
Yes.
Vote Quan.
Are you going to ask me a question as Deshaun or no?
I don't know. It almost feels like this is not going to go well.
And it's not going to go well.
I don't know that I want to be a part of it.
I'm going to tell you what he's going to say.
Okay.
I'm just telling you what he's going to say.
News broke yesterday about a civil lawsuit, Deshaun. Do you have a comment on that?
What should he say? You know, I appreciate
it. No, you didn't say what should he say. You said you will be Deshaun.
Okay. Here's what he...
Do you have a comment on that?
You know, I'd love to talk about it, but my lawyers and stuff, they're telling me not to talk about it, so I'm happy to talk about the game.
And guess what? That would be good advice, whoever would give that to him.
The only thing he didn't do in that scenario, the way I answered it, was he would say, you know, it's a good question. Thank you. I appreciate it. And I understand why you need to ask that question. Unfortunately, just, you know, my lawyers are telling me we can't talk about that. But I do appreciate the question. I look forward to answering it at some point.
I look forward to answering it.
He should, if it's wrong.
I look
and
forward
it's false.
To lunch. I don't look forward to answering questions.
If it's false and he wants to defend himself, he should say, I look forward to answering that in the future.
Okay.
I should have been on the debate last night. I would have been great.
Just ask you. You'll tell us.
That's right. I'll tell you.
You'll tell us.
You know I'd kill it in the debate.
Robert had a really interesting perspective. I asked him, with the situation with Deshaun Watson right now, you know, you're 2 years into this, plus 2 years in a game now for the Browns. If by chance this led to anything where they could possibly get out of the contract with Deshaun Watson, and we don't know if that's the case or not, if it could possibly lead to that, I asked Robert, do you think the Browns would rather, nope, we want to, you know, see this through and see if this can work for us with Deshaun as our quarterback, or would they prefer, oh, wait a minute, here's a parachute. Yeah, let's get out of this thing. Here's what Robert had to say.
In the best case scenario, you're trying to get average quarterback play out of him, right? He statistically has been one of the worst quarterbacks in the league when he's been on the field for the last 3 years. Average would be a borderline miracle. If you can remove yourself from a situation where the best case scenario is average quarterback play for a guy making $65 million a year, yes, I think that you would remove yourself from that situation.
What do you think of that?
I think you said that yesterday numerous times.
I did say that yesterday.
I think that has to be an option on the table in Berea. They have to be thinking that. I don't know if they want to act on it. I don't know if they want that really to happen. I think they want to think that Robert's wrong, that he's a mid-range, middle-of-the-road quarterback. They think he can be better than that. They think he can take him to the promised land. At least they better think that right now, because that's what they're paying for. And until something changes, they better coach him up and get him to a spot where he's beyond mid-range quarterback. If he's healthy, he should be beyond a mid-range quarterback.
Right now in the offices of the Cleveland Browns and Berea, what do you think they're thinking? I would think they're not thinking, oh, please give us an out. I would think they're just trying to figure out how to make it work.
Whose office am I in? Am I in Kevin's office?
You're in Andrew Berry.
I'm in Andrew
Berry. And Kevin just stopped in to say hi.
Oh, hey, looking good. I like the beard. Looks good. It's well-groomed today.
Is this room completely soundproof? No cameras, no microphones, none of that stuff?
Just the cones of silence,
just the cones of silence?
Yes.
It's funny you mentioned his beard. I have a buddy who leaves me voicemails, and he ends every one with Fire Stefanski because he's pretending he's a caller. And I responded the other day, and I said, well, he has a nice beard. And he thought that was the funniest thing ever, and you just mentioned his beard.
I'm surprised. Does his beard have its own account? I'm surprised. Kevin Stefanski's beard should
Kevin's
have its own
beard.
Account. Yeah. If it doesn't, or it does, congratulations. You thought ahead. Kevin Stefanski's beard. What would Kevin Stefanski's beard say? I have to think about it. Point?
I have no point.
I don't think you do either. I just know that there are questions they're not going to be able to answer. We're going to hear from Kevin coming up here in a little bit, and they just need to figure this thing out and get rolling. But if Mays is right, I mean, think about that. Middle, average at best? That's what they want at this point? If that's the case, then he's right. They've got to be looking for the escape cord on this thing. Escape cord? That would be the emergency backup.
Escape hatch,
yeah.
Emergency cord, parachute cord.
We know where you're going. It all works.
Thank you.
We knew what you wanted there.
The Baskin and Phelps Encyclopedia will be coming out soon. It'll tell you all the things I'm trying to say without saying them in mixed up words. I'm good at that. 13th year edition coming out.
You're the worst.
No, trust me. I know I am.
So what do they do in the meantime? Well, this is all playing out.
They have to get him ready to play quarterback. He has to be their starting quarterback. And you saw what Kevin did at the end of the game on Sunday. There was no reason to play him when you're down multiple touchdowns at the end of a game and he's coming off of surgery. And medically, you don't really want him out there because there's no chance you're going to win the game. So you probably should have gone to Jameis Winston at the end of the game. But they need to get him as many reps as they can. And they need to get him prepped for the next week. And he needs to be prepped for this week against Jacksonville. He needs to be ready. The coaching staff can't worry about any of the other things going on in his life, and they have to convince him to not have to have any of those demons in his head or thoughts in his head, you know, crawling around between ear to ear that might be distracting him from playing the game and playing the game to the highest level on Sunday so they can walk out there with a win, so they can come back home on Monday, take a deep breath, and then focus on week three. They have to figure it out, and it's on the coaches and it's on Deshaun.
I think the answer to this is no, by the way. I think the answer is no. There's no way that you think about changing quarterbacks, right?
No, they can't. Okay. Not right now.
I don't know if you do anytime this year, to be honest.
Would you have taken him out at the end of the game Sunday?
No. No, I know you would have. I wouldn't. The guy needs reps, man. Guy's got to play. The guy has to play.
I don't know. I think that's why you have a backup quarterback, in case you're getting shelled at the end of the game.
Yeah,
you can take him out.
Except the guy needs reps.
Get him in practice. What are we doing in practice?
Can I quote the very, very smart young man, Tyvis Powell? Yeah, in practice, when they're getting ready to hit you, they stop. You got to figure out what's going on in a game.
So better yet, let's give up the 7th sack and then send him back to surgery in a game that they had no chance. It was over. Play your backup at that spot. There's no reason. Why even have a backup quarterback?
I want my quarterback primed and ready to roll.
Yeah, I do too, but
Kevin Stefanski's press conference coming up in a few minutes. Maybe somebody will ask him, should you have benched Deshaun?
They did.
Taking him out late in the game?
They did.
Maybe they'll ask him today.
Maybe.
Maybe? Baskin and Phelps on the Fan.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.